Fighting for America.
We're broadcasting live from the Snake River Stampede. The crowd is percolating in for the Buckaroo Breakfast. You know, we wish you were out here at the Idaho Center. I'd buy you some pancakes at the Buckaroo Breakfast.
Fighting for Idaho.
The Constitution is very clear as to what constitutes ground for impeachment of the President of the United States. He has not committed the kind of criminal acts that call for that. We do believe that the President is not enforcing the law.
Fighting for you.
The 20th World Cup ends with Germany as champion.
And that's it. Final whistle. It's Germany's time for a fourth time. They're world champions.
The next World Cup will be in Russia in 2018.
Boise's Mr. Right. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. The Buckaroo Breakfast is here at, at the Idaho Center, Snake River Stampede. We really hope that you come out and enjoy the event. The governor here, the first lady, the Miller family, everybody's here. Butch Fisk with us, general manager Tom Scott Toyota is with us here at 580 KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Excited to be here.
Why is it so important that that you support this event? What does it mean to you, sir?
You know, it's a huge deal in the community. 99 years of the Stampede, and we're right across the street. We want to be a big part of it. You know, the rodeo, you can't go to the rodeo without driving a truck, right, Kevin?
Yes, sir.
And to celebrate 99 years and the Stampede, we've got $6,000 off on Tundras, and there's no better truck to come to the Stampede in than a Toyota Tundra.
Well, and I know something about the Tundra. It when they put the Tundra together, Toyota actually sent a research group around the country and interviewed people that are contractors, that interviewed people that build things, and every subtle detail in the Tundra is tailored to people that use those heavy-duty type trucks, whether it's for recreational use, hauling your boat, or for work each and every day.
Tow's great. The ride is sensational, and most importantly, it's built in San Antonio, Texas, 100% built in the United States.
Well, let's talk about this rodeo, 100% here in Idaho. And what are you looking forward to this week, sir?
You know, looking forward to some hot weather, watching some good rodeo. We're going to be here every night. A bunch of the people from the office are over here having breakfast right now. But I'll tell you what, as I look around, I'm a little underdressed. I gotta head to D&B or something to get some cowboy on.
I'm with you. I've given up on that. But it does mean so much when we're talking about reinforcing Western values and traditions that we've honored so much. And when we take a look at the world today, whether it's the economy or this and that, it's nice to see that we have this community event that will celebrate its 100th year next year. And you see the kids from the 4-H really participating.
Yeah, a lot of going on. We were just talking before we went online here about College of Idaho football, the Stampede, Tom Scott Toyota. There's a lot going on out here that we're all excited about.
Well, I mean, I could go on and on about Toyotas because that's the car I drive, and that might be not fair to a lot of folks, but I'm sure you're getting ready for the 2015 Camry.
Yeah, we're getting ready for all that. This probably comes as a shock to you, Kevin, but I, too, drive a Toyota. We're all excited about that Camry coming out. For the last 14, 15 years, it's been the number one selling car in the world. So look forward to that.
Indeed. When we take a look at just the overall area here, people in Boise or Mountain Home listening, why do you think that they should come out? You know, people always say, well, it's all the way out there. It's really just exit 38 off the highway.
Yeah, you know, from Boise anymore, the way the freeway runs and all the construction that they've completed, it's a 10-minute drive from Boise. And this is one-of-a-kind event. Stampede was just voted in the Hall of Fame or something like that. So you don't see anything like this anywhere.
How excited are you about College of Idaho football, since we are talking about the community?
I think that's great. We're going to be a big part of that, too. It's right here in our backyard. We need to be involved in that, and I'm excited to see what they can do.
Yeah, it does say a lot, though, when you have local kids that get an opportunity to play, the parents can come see them, and really continue on with their dream while getting a great education. As a business, why is that important to you that you're behind it?
Well, I think you just need to support your community, you know. I mean, it's kind of a quid pro quo. You support the school, the parents and the alumni come back and buy cars from you, and it's just it's what makes the world go around.
Anything else you'd like to add here this morning before you get the breakfast? I feel bad keeping you away from the pancakes.
I know I can smell those pancakes. I got to get in there. No, just come visit us at Tom Scott Toyota, and thanks for all you do, Kevin.
Thank you, Butch. Take care of yourself, all right?
Thanks a lot.
All right, it is 580 KIDO. We are live at the Buckaroo Breakfast. Phone numbers here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And remember, we've got some great website photos for you. Dave Burnett putting them up right now. We've got Jacob, we've got Sweet Willard actually taking photos, so you can see those in real time at 580KIDO.com. We've got the live blog of the program. And look, we'll never ever replace our great broadcast. We love the radio. It's what we are. But it's just our way of enhancing. It's just our way of saying, hey, when we're not here, check out the web. Be a part of the loyalty program. We promise you're going to get something out of it. And in addition to that, you know, if you miss a program, there's always the award-winning podcasts, which are really cool and really quick because, boom, you get them and you're ready to go, whether you're traveling or not. And there really isn't anything, how should I put this, when we talk about limits of the signal anymore, because we're with you all the time via the web. Now, the number one story in America today has to be this issue involving what we just talked a little bit about at the bottom of the last hour, and this immigration crisis. Let's take a look once again from Rachel Sutherland here at 580 KIDO.
Thousands of border children now in detention centers could be released to friends and family members in the U.S., and that has some state governors concerned. Texas Republican Governor Rick Perry told Fox News Sunday it's sending the wrong message.
And the message is, hey, come on up here. Everything is great. They're taking care of us, and that needs to stop.
Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Matthews-Burwell met with dozens of governors Sunday at the National Governors Association in Nashville, where some expressed concern over costs to their states, including for public education. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio.
There we have it here at 580KIDO. So we have the governor of Nebraska and others. I mean, is this any way to work within the government? Is this any way for the federal government and the state governments to get along? Here's the governor of Nebraska.
We want to know the names of those individuals, who their sponsor is. Is their sponsor legal? What communities did you send them to? Why are they conducting a secret operation, essentially, transporting them all over the country, and now we learn to Nebraska, and the federal government won't tell us what's going on?
The federal government will not tell us what's going on. The most transparent administration ever. The federal government will not tell us what's going on. Is this what you voted for? 580-5436, 580-KIDO.
A couple days ago, Senator Johans found out that 200 illegal individuals had been sent to our state. No one has been notified us of that.
And it continues on with the conditions.
We have everything to be concerned about with regards to public health and our public safety with regards to the people coming in here and not knowing their backgrounds, not knowing their medical conditions.
Now, here's the skinny at 580KIDO. We have the federal government, which is in charge by the Constitution with enforcing our borders. We have the feds basically opening up the borders and letting folks run wild and free. Now, what are we paying our taxpayer dollars for? And then you have others who are going back and forth stating that it's a humanitarian crisis. And Tea Party Bob and I went at it, as we do every Saturday, disagreeing on this issue. Tea Party Bob saying, well, we need to medicate these folks and then send them home. Now, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, who's going to pay for that? Are you going to pay for that? Can this country afford $4 billion to pay for these folks? And by the way, let's be honest, because we're going to deal with rumors here, and whether it's Mark in Meridian, whether it's other folks, that the big rumor is that the Orchard Training Center is going to house folks coming across the border. Now, if that should happen, we will report on it. If that should happen, We will, in fact, tell you about it. We'll give you a chance to yap about it. On the other hand, to sit there and say that it's going to happen, are we being honest with ourselves? Are we really going to be honest if we're saying that folks are coming here illegally at the Orchard Training Center? And if so, maybe you think it's a good thing. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. I mean, are we doing ourselves a service by sitting there saying, Kevin, I've got it on good authority. And by the way, I've had five people come up to me and say this, that the Orchard Training Center would be a place for folks coming in illegally to be placed. Until we get confirmation of that. And by the way, Ray Amaya called the National Guard. No plans for that. No plans to bring them to Idaho. Then why are we continually to believe this rumor? Why do we sit there and say to ourselves, well, it's got to be happening? Do we distrust government that much? Is it that much of a big at stake that we're willing to believe anything because it's a rumor? Where is the critical thinking? It's just like the libs. It's just like the mainstream press. Well, I heard it from Timmy, and Timmy's been a good source. I don't believe it. We have to give people the benefit of the doubt until we have proof of the otherwise, right? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. I mean, really, that's the case, correct? I mean, do you believe that the Orchard Training Center would be used to house folks coming here illegally? Is that something that you believe the state would be about? And your thoughts on the federal government just punting on the responsibility of securing the border? I mean, again, between that and the idea of whether or not we should medically pay for them, I don't think we should. Let's go to Daryl at 580KIDO from the Canyon County Tea Party with Kevin Miller in the morning.
Hey, Kevin. Thank you for bringing some of the Buckaroo breakfast to my house this morning. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Hey, isn't transportation of illegals against the law? Can't those guys be arrested that are transporting them around? That seems like that should be, that's law, I believe.
Who's going to arrest them?
Well, county sheriffs can. They
that's
let it play
point.
Out. Maybe if it gets into the courts, they can do something about it.
Well, it depends on who's going to take him to court. That would be nice, but the idea that the governors aren't knowing about it, we don't know if they're medically treated, and the idea that we take the words of the lawbreakers that, hey, it's
sure.
Okay.
If they're flying them around, they're putting them on airplanes without doing background checks or having any identification on them. I mean, what about Homeland Security? How can they ever fly them around or fly them back, put them on airplanes?
That's about being a good humanitarian. You know that, Daryl.
Hey, Kevin, don't let them grind you down.
Right back at you. See you Saturday, Daryl.
Hey, we're going to be in Canada.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
summer,
you know.
Summer, travel time.
If it might be, you know, we might have to postpone Saturday then, so we'll see. Thank you.
We'll call in. Bye.
Bye-bye. That's what I like. Even when they're in Canada, they're going to call in. That's dedication. Time for traffic, 580 KIDO.
Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller. KIDOAM.com. 580 KIDO. Idaho's place to talk.
And that's it. Final whistle. It's Germany's time for a fourth time. They're world champions.
We are the champions, my friend.
Wow. Germany beating Argentina 1-0.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
The 20th World Cup ends with Germany as champion.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Must hear radio every morning with Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, still talking about the immigration issue. Remember, we are live here at the Buckaroo Breakfast. We've got a special VIP mystery guest, Terry from State College, PA. We'll hear from him. He said, Kevin, I've been working, otherwise I'd call in. But first, we go to a man that we'll talk about, I guess, or have breakfast with tomorrow. TPB, otherwise known as Tea Party Bob at 580 KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin. Sorry I missed it this morning. Had to go take care of a few things, but we'll be there tomorrow to enjoy some of those pancakes.
Well, this will be your second year enjoying pancakes with me.
Well,
how exciting for you.
Is your mom and dad going to be there tomorrow?
No, they won't be there tomorrow. They're going to be in McCall later on today.
For all of you keeping track of them at home. I wanted to get to see them before they left. Stop beating me up about this medical stuff, will you? I mean,
look,
you know, the kids are sick. You take care of the sick ones. You send the ones that are okay back. This is, unfortunately, a law that was passed and signed by Bush that the HHS gets these kids. All right. If they're not
why are we looking at enforcing a law? Well, it's the law. We can only do so much.
Hey, look, yet
we don't even enforce our immigration laws.
You can't get them to go back because the law says you can't do that. Okay. Now, this of course is Obama's problem, but he could change that at the snap of a finger with an executive order. But he's not going to do that. We know that. And if he's not going to do that, then, you know, the Christian thing to do is take care of these kids to make sure they're not sick, and they're not sending them around our country while they're sick, because they're going to continue to do this. And I would not be surprised if that rumor you talked about this morning is not true. Well, we have some empty areas around here.
Now, let me set this up here at 580KIDO for people that are wondering what Tea Party Bob is talking about. On Saturday, no surprise, it was another throwdown with the all-star panel. And Tea Party Bob and I disagreed. Tea Party Bob said, look, these folks should, in fact, be processed, given medical attention, and then sent home. Myself and the all-star panel said, nope, we can't afford it, and it's time to go. And again, 5-8, hold on.
You're not quite telling the truth here.
Let me finish my statement. At 580-5436, 580-KIDO, whether you agree with Tea Party Bob or myself, we would love to hear from you. But that's really the issue. My issue is, look, Tea Party Bob, I'd like to buy you a steak every night. I'd like to take you out on the town. I just can't do it. And if you do the medical attention for these folks, you're just going to invite more people here.
Well, you're going to invite them here because Obama invited them here. I mean, he's the one who put the invitation out there by giving a medical treatment. As far as I'm concerned, that's a humanitarian effort. We would do that for any group that came over here. We did it for the Vietnamese. We've done it for people from Haiti. We did it for people from Cuba. I mean, that's just what we do. That's what we are here in America. I don't like these illegals here more than anybody else. I don't want them here. I want them to go back. But you can't let unaccompanied kids who are sick be sick and stay sick, and then have them ship them around the country. I prefer that they take care of their medical needs, and then if they're either going to send them back or ship them around the country, at least we know we don't have a health care problem going on.
Well, we shouldn't ship them across the country. We should send them home and not reward the lawbreakers.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the idea, right, but no, you're saying that we should reward them for their breaking the law.
No, I'm not saying reward them. You always take care of women and children. That's just kind of the way I felt all my life. And, you know, these kids in most
Well, wait a minute. Women are the majority of the population here.
Look, they're not responsible.
They should be taking care of us.
They got an open invitation. They were invited up here by Obama. I mean, some of these kids are coming through with Obama's face in their sneakers, for crying out loud. This is a tragedy.
And we can't afford it. We don't have the money.
Well, yeah, we got $2.5 trillion that we can't afford that could be cut from our budget from a bunch of other garbage.
I like what the folks in the inner city are saying. Hey, where's my bailout? Who's going to help me?
Exactly. Look what's going on in Chicago. 748 company miners have been transferred to the Chicago area. What are they going to do with them? 319 have been placed with family members or sponsors.
Yeah.
The other 149 have been placed in facilities run by the Heartland Alliance.
Right. Welcome to America. We'll be paying for it. Tea Party Bob, to be continued.
We will talk to you tomorrow, bud. Have a good day.
All right. There you have it, the other side of the equation here. We go to my girlfriend, and it's a good thing Dorothy Miller isn't around. Linda from Emmett at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Linda.
How are you?
Lonely.
Well, I guess I better call Mrs. Mrs. Miller.
I'm sitting here listening to some good country and Western music. That Rudy Pooty Mammy Pammy country music. Like the old days, you know.
Yeah,
I got some Fats Domino going on here. and if you were at my side, it would be a dream come true.
Well, thank you, dear. I appreciate that. Makes me feel warm and fuzzy. But what I'm calling about is, you know, this thing, this business with the border has got me so riled up, as you said the other day when we talked about this. When is somebody going to make our president responsible and do what his job is outlined in the Constitution? He is not a despot. He's not a king. He's not, you know, ruler of the land with a you know, sword in one hand and a raised helmet in the other. Somebody needs to hold him accountable. Every time his lips are moving, he's lying. And I just, the longer this goes on, the harder it's going to be on our country, let alone these kids. These kids need to be sent back to their home porch, or whatever you want to call it, and taken care of there. We don't have the capabilities of taking care of our own children. You know, there's a lot of kids in this country that go to bed hungry at night. Why aren't we helping them? Why has he put a blanket statement out? Send us your children. We will love them. We will take care of them. And, oh, maybe we'll send them back, and maybe we won't. I'm just so mad at that man I could spit.
All right, Linda. Take care, baby.
Okay, you too, Kevin. Bye-bye.
Kevin Miller in the morning here, 580 KIDO, live at the Buckaroo Breakfast, Snake River Stampede. But we are taking your calls at 580-5436. 580-KIDO, this is not... you know, someone that's making this stuff up. This is the governor of Nebraska.
We want to know the names of those individuals, who their sponsor is. Is their sponsor legal? What communities did you send them to? Why are they conducting a secret operation, essentially, transporting them all over the country, and now we learn to Nebraska, and the federal government won't tell us what's going on?
The federal government will not tell us what's going on.
A couple days ago, Senator Johans found out that 200 illegal individuals had been sent to our state. No one has been notified us of that.
Much more coming up next. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
For four people who they believe could be connected to this shooting,
defense officials say Haley Sergeant Bo Bergdahl will live at the barracks now at Fort Sam Houston.
And we have liftoff of Antares delivering Cygnus on its second commercial resupply service to the International Space Station.
Just another manic Monday.
Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And one of our favorite events of the year, the Buckaroo Breakfast. Still time to enjoy some good music, some great food. The 4-H kids here, some getting here as early as 4, 4:35. Really reinforcing the Western work ethic. And it's funny, sometimes when we take a look at our lives, when we take a look at the world today, we've got China and South Korea and Japan and everybody else plotting to do things, and we've got the issues on the border. And yet here in Nampa at the Ford Idaho Center, we've got country and Western music playing. We've got the 4-H kids working along with their parents, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed here. And we've got members of the community here to support it. Events like this give us faith. Events like this reinforce the fact that there are still folks in America that believe in the dream. We welcome you to our celebration of this festival as we get ready for the Snake River Stampede. And yes, America, there are still cowboys. Yes, America, there are still rodeos. Let's get back to two big issues we are talking about. By the way, Kevin Miller with you here at 580-KIDO, phone numbers 580-5436. 580-KIDO, we've got issues going on the border. We've got states not even being told that these folks are coming. We've got allegations they're coming to Idaho, but they have been denied, and we'll continue to report that. And then we have Tea Party Bob saying it's time to pay for the medicine for these kids. I believe that sets a dangerous precedent. That's one topic. The other happens to do with Bo Bergdahl.
Army investigators are still trying to figure out why he left his post in Afghanistan in 2009. But deserter or not, Sergeant Bergdahl is reportedly going back to work today. His return to active duty comes 6 weeks after a controversial prisoner swap freed him from Taliban captors. Bergdahl will reportedly assume a position at Fort Sam Houston. For the past 3 weeks, he's been receiving therapy at a Texas Army hospital. He will meet with Major General Kenneth Dahl, who's investigating the circumstances surrounding his disappearance and capture. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio.
Now, before we get to Terry from State College, Pennsylvania here, because he wants to sound off on a couple issues, one thing that bothers me, and maybe it bothers you, by the way, if you want the story, we tweeted it out at 580KIDO on our Twitter, but here you have Bo Bergdahl that we have covered, that we have supported, that we have gone to his parents' home, that we have walked from Haley, Idaho, to here in the Treasure Valley, that has been on our mind and our thoughts and in our prayers. And then we hear the reaction from the national media on Bergdahl. Now we have heard about his rehabilitation. We've heard that Bo Bergdahl has been going out to restaurants unaccompanied, and now the idea that he should be brought back to active duty. Whether or not that is appropriate, whether or not you agree that that should happen, remember the reaction. Remember the fallout. And whether or not he's ready for duty. Doesn't it seem strange to you or unnerving to you that we still don't know the details, but now we say the government says he left his post voluntarily. He, in fact, did leave and did go to the Taliban. And then you have, we don't know whether or not he cooperated with the Taliban. You have members of his unit stating that he did. Now, I don't know how they would know that because they weren't with him with the Taliban. You have other people having the most shocking allegation that we lost lives of American servicemen looking for then PFC Bergdahl. So Sergeant Bergdahl is released. The five Taliban thugs are living the life of luxury that most of us will never ever learn or never ever experience. Bergdahl goes to San Antonio, Texas. He's rehabilitated, and now the Army says he's ready to go back to duty. Well, shouldn't the Army at 580-5436, 580-5436, shouldn't the Army, like, find out the details of his disappearance, what they can and can't learn from his time with the Taliban, and then determine whether or not he will be back in the military, whether or not he will spend some time at Leavenworth, as many have advocated? But to throw him back to active duty, how comfortable are you with that decision? We had somebody calling in earlier, Jim from Middleton, saying, Kevin, you know what this is? This is the president doing a PR stunt, rushing him back to duty at the expense, psychologically, of this young man. And we forget in our zest to talk about stories and cover them that this is still a young man from Haley, Idaho. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Kevin Miller here from the Buckaroo Breakfast. Let's talk to our friend Terry from State College, who has stopped by for his commentary. Terry, good to have you with us here at 580KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin.
So you take a look at these issues. I know you study them quite a bit. your thoughts on Sergeant Bergdahl?
Large question mark. I don't know that he's fit or qualified to be reinstated into service. There's just too many unanswered questions here, which raises a flag of caution.
Yeah, I don't get it. You leave your post, you're captured for 5 years, and you're good to go in about a couple months.
What can we do with a person in 2 years psychologically? It's got to be something similar to what they can do in 5 years. Can he be trusted on base with other fellow soldiers? I don't know. Too much unanswered. I'm sorry.
Right, and that's not a personal shot at him. Those are just facts.
Not at all.
You know, we live in these touchy-feely society that we talk about here at 580 KIDO. And in the military, it isn't about touchy-feely. It's about security, defense, making sure you're good to go.
I mean, we've already had our internal problems, you know, with the Islamic background within our own military. Are we, again, looking for similar circumstances or even something of a much greater magnitude? I don't know. Or will everything be normal, if there's a such thing as normal? I don't know.
Indeed. So what brings you here to the Buckaroo Breakfast?
A break. Cherry season is over. And 5,000 pounds per acre, a little over 500 acres of cherries have been harvested. I cannot speak for other orchards out there, but that was a lot of cherries, and they're shipped to over 40 states in the or 40 countries around the world.
Well, thanks for keeping the wheels of the economy going.
Yeah, 4:30 to 4:30 every day, 7 days a week, and all of a sudden I can see now out of my eyes again.
Well, that's reassuring. You see, we do have solutions here in the morning. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
8:52, Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. If you're just tuned in, talking about a few big issues nationally and their local impact. In addition to that, we've got other news of the day that we'll get to. We've got let's just go to Kimberly Adams with the very latest here concerning what's going on in Gaza.
Those airstrikes killed an additional 4 people today, bringing the total of dead on the Palestinian side to more than 170. Israel has reported several injuries resulting from rocket attacks, but no deaths. Hamas says it has added drones to the arsenal of weapons it's using against Israel. The Israeli military says it shot one of them down today near the city of Ashdod along the southern coastline. This is the first time Hamas has acknowledged it has drones. The militant group says it will use them for intelligence gathering and as weapons. Kimberly Adams, Fox News Radio.
We go to Mark in Boise at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Kevin. Hey, I would wonder if good old Tim Marsano out there at the base would allow media to come out there and either fly over with helicopters, planes, whatever, and see what these tents, generators, and bathrooms are being set up for. The information I got came from somebody who is worked directly with the military, as a contractor for the federal government, as an out-of-state company that is supplying this stuff or was asked to supply at the last minute for this stuff by Monday today. Now, one of two things is either going on. They're either doing training, because I can tell you this much, that there are police officers in the valley here that I've spoken with that have confirmed that our government has sent the good old Homeland Security, they have had special ops units in here to train our police, our SWAT units, the sheriff's departments, various units in this part of the state here on how to handle civilian unrest. Now, 650 or enough equipment for 650 personnel, I kind of don't think that's the case, just because that would take an awful lot of our police out of service for training over there. So my assumption, or I shouldn't say assumption, but my guess is that this is possibly to hide the fact that they are going to ship these illegal aliens and dump them in our backyard. And I would try to contact maybe over there at the governor's office to see if they are able to enlighten us on this, or if they can get any information or privy to that.
So, Mark, let's just spell it out. Just tell us what your source is saying, because We've already contacted Gowan Field, and they've denied it, that the illegals are coming here.
Now, I can tell you this came directly from a source, and this is not second, third hand. I know this person very close to me. This person works and handles at a out-of-state business that handles things for the federal government from time to time. So this is for real. This is not a joke. It's not a lie. It was to supply by this Monday, today, tents, bathroom facilities, portable generators for 650 personnel out at, and they had never heard of this place. They thought I'd find it interesting because it was in, so to speak, my backyard for the Orchard Combat Training Center there at Gowan Field. So I don't know what they're up to, what's going on, what's being kept from us, but I would get a hold of some of the other media sources to see if somehow we can find out what they're trying to hide from us out there this week.
Well, I don't think there's going to be any other media source that's going to give you the time of day.
I think you're right, because that's the reaction I get from certain alphabet networks that I called into and supplied them.
So you've already tried to pitch this to people.
Oh, yeah. I talked to somebody at Channel 7 last week, and I got just a real snide response from the person. Didn't even want to give me her first name, who I was speaking to. So, you know, the media, I hate to say it, folks, even our local ABC, NBC, CBS affiliates here are just like the national affiliates. They're told what to say and what not to say, even in our own state of Idaho here. So they'll be just as compliant with keeping things from us.
What happens, though, if you're wrong?
Well, I hope I am wrong, but what would they do this for? Why would they need to go to a contractor out of state to supply stuff here? You would think they would have that stuff out there at the base, especially with all the surplus material.
They said that they
back.
Were, they told us this is for their annual training.
Training to what? Because I know people were saying they don't even know who had just recently had training out there.
Right, but I'm sure there are more units coming in and out. I mean, it is a popular place. Cool. And again, for the sake of argument discussion here at 580KIDO, Mark, could it be that your source is wrong?
No, absolutely not.
So you believe...
I am not saying, Kevin, it is definitely has to do with illegals being brought in here, but it's awful strange because the number of training actions that are being done recently in the past year have increased dramatically out here at the base out here, some of the guard units. It's almost like we're going on a high alert for something. And I could tell you one thing. As a businessman, small businessman, you don't have to be an Einstein to actually see, folks, what's going on in our economy, how the dollar value is dropped tremendously. Just look at what the euro and the British pound is now compared to what it was a year ago to the U.S. dollar. Look at what we're paying with oil, $101 a barrel
right now,
and why
right.
we're paying what we're paying at the pump right now. Our dollar is probably
no. I'm with you, Mark. And
I don't
thank
know
you
which
for
way
the call. Thank you for the call, Mark. Thank you. Can we get the traffic, please, at 580KIDO? Good morning, Dave. And again, we appreciate Mark's opinion. Your opinion's always welcome here. Kevin Miller with you. Have a great day. Keep the faith. Tell a friend. We'd love to be with you, well, for as long as possible. God bless.